This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Five 36, you're listening to the evening edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tanis is with us in the studio to do the market wrap. Hoteliers in Sabah have reported a record drop in room occupancies, and they're blaming this on Airbnb and home sharing operators.
Yeah, so hotel owners in Sabah, basically, they're saying it's time for the state government to step in and stop the rot in their sales or business before it gets worse, because they want Airbnb and home sharing operators to be regulated. The Malaysian Association of hotels for the Sabah and Labuan chapter, they are saying overall room occupancy rate have dropped in the first quarter of this year, despite the number of tourist arrivals increasing in the state. And if you look at five-star hotels, the occupancy rate for the quarter fell by 7% compared to the same period last year.
So I think the key point here is that while there are issues, it's not like they're hitting the streets with this, right? They're not really against Airbnb or home sharing businesses as such. They just want clear regulations and fairness.
Correct. So the Hotel Association, they met with the Sabah State Government to highlight the issue. According to them, the non-registration of Airbnb and home sharing operators, they believe it brings a huge loss to the state government's tourism industry. And this is in terms of revenue generation, because they don't pay tourism tax. So they insist the hotels are not against Airbnb, but only one legislation to create a win-win situation for all parties, including the state government, local councils and all accommodation providers. So they're saying these tax revenues, if collected, can be reinvested to improve state tourism services and maintenance of facilities. So it's an interesting development there in Sabah.
And moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Sisera Group shares were actively traded today. What's happening there?
So Sisera Group shares were declining today after the company received a letter of demand for 18.3 million ringgit in April. Sisera became a PN17 company after defaulting in a payment of principal and profits to Mbank Islamic Berhad. So it was unable to give a solvency declaration also to Bursa Malaysia Securities Berhad. So the tile manufacturer must make a full settlement by Wednesday next week, failing which Mbank Islamic will proceed with further action. So the counter closed down 2.3% at 21 cent.
Sean, thank you for that market.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.